Back in my early 20s, a long time ago, galaxy far, far away, very different life, I was a water safety instructor. What that meant was I trained lifeguards. Now, most people who would sign up for a lifeguarding class thought that they were going to come and learn how to do those dramatic rescues, jump in the water and swim out and rescue somebody and pull them back and do mouth-to-mouth and CPR on the beach and save their lives. The truth is we spent most of our effort teaching them how not to do that. How to reach for the pole, how to throw a rope, how to reach out from the wall, use a torpedo, a ring buoy, virtually anything, but actually diving in the water and going out to rescue somebody. Sometimes we have a tendency to see Jesus the same way. We have a tendency to think that God tried a whole bunch of stuff and nothing worked. And so as a last resort, Jesus dove in to try to rescue us. He gave us the law. You couldn't get that figured out. He gave us a whole series of prophets. We couldn't get that figured out. Nothing would hold, nothing would last. And finally, when all else failed, he sent Jesus. Jesus jumped in to rescue us. And certainly there is much in the scripture about Jesus rescuing us, about him saving us from our sins, from which we are unable to deliver ourselves. But think about this for a moment. Do you really believe that God was surprised that we found it up? Do you really think God thought it was going to come out different? That we were going to somehow magically figure it out? No. I don't buy that for a minute. You see, there are basically two theories about how it came about that Jesus came to us that first Christmas. The first is what, for lack of a better term, I'll call a surprise view, the one I've just described, that God went through this series of efforts, tablets of the law, prophets, kings, various priests, and all kinds of leaders to try to teach and train and motivate and inspire the people to rise up to the possibilities that God had created within us. And we just never seemed to get there. And finally, God threw his hands up in the air and said, "Well, you want a job done right, you got to do it yourself." And Jesus came for us. But there's another view. Another way of understanding this, which, again, for lack of a better term, I'll call the plan view, which is that Jesus' coming was the centerpiece of God's plan from the very beginning of creation. God was not surprised by our failure. In fact, I believe that God knew from the very beginning that a rescue operation would be required, that he would have to come, take on flesh, become one of us, walk with us, be with us, no thirst, no hunger, no pain, no suffering, no rejection. All of those things that are part of the human experience. God took on all of that. We see that in places like John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, or Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You see, God saw the span of creation, even as he created us. And you know what? He considered us worthy. See, Christmas is not a mark of our failure and our bringing affirmation that we are worthy, that we are what God wants, that He wants us to be with Him, that He wants us in fellowship with Him. God did not grudgingly send Jesus in order to make the best of a bad situation. God sent Jesus because His desire from the beginning was to be with us, and that we would therefore come to be with Him. Yes, we need a rescuer, certainly. But God knew that. God was not surprised. And here's one of the wondrous things about that. That means that God loves not just you and I sitting in a nice little church, celebrating Christmas together, having a nice time. But He loves all of us, including those ones out there that don't know Him, including those ones out there that don't celebrate Christmas, even including those ones who deliberately reject Him over and over again. God's love for them, too, is such that He knew from the beginning that He would come to be their rescuer. And so you see, part of the call of Christmas then for us, how we are to live out the joy of Christmas, how we are to be the ongoing body of Christ. Because you know that was God's plan, right? That He sent Jesus and then created the church to be the body of Christ, His presence alive and work in the world, continuing on, so that we might be the ones who would continue to reach out to others, to reach out to those who don't know Him, who haven't heard of Him, who don't think they're interested, who don't think they need a Savior. That's our task. Listen to these words from a sermon by Martin Luther. It's a little bit of a lengthy quote, but I think it's worth it. He said this: "There are many of you in this congregation who think to yourselves, 'If only I had been there, I would have done better. How quick I would have been to help the baby.' I can just hear you saying, 'We would have loved to take care of the baby Jesus. We would have washed His diapers. How happy I would have been to go with the shepherds to see the Lord lying in a manger.' Yes, you would. That's what you say now, because you know who the baby Jesus turned out to be and how great the Christ is. But if you had been there, you would have done no better than the people of Bethlehem. Childish and silly thoughts are these. And if you think you would have done better, why don't you do it now? Why don't you care for your neighbor, who is Christ in your midst?" Or in a little more terse way, a meme that I've seen floating around the last couple of Christmases: "Do you want to keep Christ in Christmas? Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, forgive the guilty, welcome the stranger, the unwanted child, love your enemies. These are the ways that we keep Christ in Christmas. Not presents, not candles, not lovely carols, not beautiful worship services, but how we reach out and care for the least of these. How we in that way express the love of Christ. The love that God expresses in us, in coming to us, in creating us, even knowing what would be required. We share that love by reaching out to meet the needs of those who are around us, wherever they may be, whatever those needs may look like. Yes, Christmas is God's rescue operation. It's more than that. is the affirmation that we are what God intended. We are the people who want joy through His Word as He freed us up. And not just in Mass. I mean, you, and me, each and every one, and those ones sitting out there who have yet to hear the Word. And if we want to then live lives worthy of the Incarnation, if we want to live lives worthy of our creation,